It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From The Times and The Sunday Times, I'm Luke Jones. This is The Story. Lower Manhattan, New York City. A police car leads 12 black SUVs. Helicopters whir, the car stops, and their delivery steps out.
Here we go.
Yep, I see him. Got him in the frame. He just waved.
Former and maybe future President Trump again making history. No US president has stood criminal trial before. Until now.
This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
This isn't the state of Georgia's election interference criminal case, or the federal election interference criminal case, or the retaining classified documents criminal case. They're still to come. This is the hush money trial. Under the microscope, the way he got his lawyer to pay a porn star to silence her. Stormy Daniels.
The first time it was like, gold digger, slut, whore, you know, liar, whatever. And this time it's like, I'm gonna murder you.
Are you frightened?
For the first time ever, yeah.
The story today, the hush money trial, according to Stormy Daniels.
I'm Jane Mulcarins. I'm the associate editor at The Times magazine.
We have quite a milestone in the in the history of Donald Trump, which you can't say every day, a genuine milestone passing in that he has become the first former president in US history to face a criminal trial, incredibly. Can you explain why that is such a big deal after a presidency full of big deals?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're right that when we think about the history of Donald Trump, it is just a history of implausibility on so many levels. This is possibly the most implausible because, for a start, no president sitting or former has ever been charged with any criminal wrongdoing, with any felony offence, but also to be facing a criminal trial while they are running for presidency again. It's levels and levels of implausibility. So this case, the hush money case, as it's being called, he could actually face jail time of up to 4 years if he is convicted. And because it's a criminal trial, now he's been tried before for civil trials.
The E. Jean Carroll case.
E. Jean Carroll case, yeah. Absolutely. But this is different because it's a criminal trial. He has to attend every day. Which means Donald Trump has to sit in court for the entire length of this trial, which could be up to about 8 weeks.
As you say, whilst he's trying to run a campaign and maybe traverse the states at rallies.
Yeah, while he'd rather be running around the country whipping up money and support for his presumptive Republican nomination and run for presidency.
So remind us, Jane, where is this taking place? Where is this courtroom that he's going to have to sit in for maybe up to 8 weeks? And how is he actually going to manage that?
This is a very drab courthouse in downtown Manhattan, which is really not commensurate with the sort of magnitude of this trial. It's just a, yeah, quite a grimy little courthouse near Wall Street. He is expected to commute daily from his flat in Trump Tower to the courthouse. He is expected to use every available opportunity to hold press conferences. He started that on Monday, on the first day of the trial, by holding a very brief press conference.
This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America.
We don't know yet, because we're only a few days into the trial, but it might be that he uses his weekends to fly around the country, you know, attending and running rallies. But also his supporters are gathering in New York. And there's a little park opposite the courthouse where his supporters are making it known that they think that this is, in Trump's own words on Monday, a scam trial and a witch hunt.
It's ridiculous. It's a circus here in New York with this nonsense going on.
You can convict him. You don't convict him. I'm going to vote for him. I'm going to walk across glass, bricks, water, steel, go through fire. You can put him in and out of prison. I don't care.
And even if you, as an American, are not picketing the court, either pro him or against him, most Americans have very strong opinions on Donald Trump. Most New Yorkers have very strong opinions on Donald Trump. So how on earth are they going to pick a jury to weigh in judgment on him?
Well, this is a huge part of the proceedings so far. So the trial kicked off on Monday with jury selection, and there were 96 potential jurors. As Tuesday's proceedings started, half of those jurors had already ruled themselves out because they said that there was no way that they could be impartial. You know, Donald Trump is a man who's been difficult to ignore for the last decade. So I think whichever side you're on, if everyone is honest, they probably do have quite a lot of strong opinions about him one way or the other.
Let's get on to the actual case itself then and the charges that he's facing. What's on the docket?
So it's quite a complicated charge because the official charge is of falsifying business records to conceal payments. So he's charged, he's got 34 charges of falsifying business records. This all dates back to a payment that was made in 2016, a week before the presidential election. The payment was made by Trump's then lawyer, Michael Cohen, to Stormy Daniels, the porn star and director, who claims she had spent one night with Donald Trump in a hotel room in Nevada in 2006. She'd never spoken about it, but the payment of $130,000 came with an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, basically to buy her silence, to never talk about what she says happened in that hotel room. I should say, she says that she had sex with Trump that night. He says he never had sex with her. But either way, he paid her $130,000 not to talk about whatever it was that did or didn't happen. The payment was made, it was signed off as legal expenses. And that's what...
In the company accounts.
In the company accounts. In Trump's company accounts. So this is the interesting part of it, I think, is that hush money, the payment of hush money itself is not the illegal part. You can pay someone to stay silent about something. What you can't do is then lie about it in your company records and put it through as legal expenses, which, because it was a week before the presidential election, is basically being put forward by the prosecution as a mismanagement of campaign finance regulations.
So anyone intrigued by their story thinking it's about porn, it's actually about accounting and campaign finance.
Yes, exactly. Thanks for de-sexing it that far, Luke.
So had Donald Trump's lawyer taken funds from their company and accounted it as, we're using this as hush money, and then paid it to Stormy Daniels, and it was seen, I guess, as a political campaign donation, and they registered it with the relevant authority saying, this was money used to hush up somebody.
Yeah, but by an NDA.
That would have all been fine. It's the alleged cover-up,
it's
which
the alleged
is the
cover-up.
Issue.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. So let's go into actually the woman at the centre of this, who you mentioned there, Stormy Daniels, porn actor, director. You met her a while ago.
Yeah. I first met Stormy in late 2018, November 2018.
Is she actually called Stormy?
So, yeah, she is called Stormy. And actually, this is, it's interesting because some people have said to me, but why don't we call her by her real name? She was born Stephanie Clifford, but that would be dead naming her to call her that, because she chose Stormy. That's the name that she calls herself. And yeah, she doesn't think of herself as Stephanie Clifford. She is Stormy Daniels.
What was her background like, her upbringing?
So she grew up very poor in a pretty dysfunctional family in Louisiana. I think her father left when she was about four. He never really came back. Her mum, you know, probably, she would say, didn't win any awards for sort of maternal nurturing. She was very bright, Stormy, and, you know, was a reader and was very ambitious, but wasn't really given much of an education. She did love horses and animals and wanted to be a vet. She's a very accomplished equestrian. And she sort of thought she might end up being a vet, but then got sidelined by stripping when she was 17 and worked out that she was pretty good at stripping. She deferred a place to study veterinary science and worked full-time as a stripper, and then basically never went back to stripping. Never went back to being a vet, sorry. And stripping led to porn. She became a very successful porn actress and then went into directing and writing.
I see. And when you first met her, this was when? What was the reason?
So I first met her because she'd just written her memoir, Full Disclosure. This was at the beginning of 2018. There was a sequence of events whereby the Wall Street Journal reported on the NDA. So Stormy Daniels herself never broke the NDA, but the Wall Street Journal invalidated the NDA. And so then she could talk about it. And there was a lot of comeback from Trump's camp when she did speak out. So then she decided to write a book to try and set the record straight. So I met her through a friend who knew her, actually. And I suggested that she might want to do an interview. She hadn't done an interview with any non-American press. And she'd done very little press in America, actually. But she agreed to an interview about her book. And yeah, we just hit it off. We met in a hotel room in New York. I was quite intimidated by her. I mean,
Why?
Well, she's very warm and she's very funny and she's very witty and very self-deprecating, but she's also a little bit scary. She's just a force of nature. She's tough and she doesn't suffer fools, which is why she's such an incredible adversary for Trump, because she's very hard to intimidate in lots of ways and she's got an answer for everything. The person who put me in touch with her had also said, please be nice. And I said, well, of course I will be nice. I would never be anything else. But I think that other people had perhaps gone to interview her with a certain agenda or with a certain approach because of what she'd done in her career. And this is something that Stormy feels quite strongly about, is that her career and the title of porn star is often used to undermine her credibility. And the idea that if we use the words school teacher Stormy Daniels or housewife Stormy Daniels, it wouldn't be the same as the way that some people try to paint her when they say porn star Stormy Daniels.
Does she refer to herself as a porn star? Because sometimes in some sort of quite po-faced copy, they say adult actress.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I do try to stop people from using adult actress because I think it's just disingenuous in every way.
Meryl Streep is an adult actress. You know, it's a different thing, isn't it?
It's a different... Yeah. Yes, she uses the word porn star, porn actress and director.
And has an element of pride about the work she does?
100% pride. I mean, she's incredibly successful. She's won awards as an actress, as a director. She's made a bucket of money. She has huge name recognition. And, you know, the reason she met Trump in the first place in 2006 was because they were at a sort of celebrity golf event in Nevada. He was, at the time, presenting The Apprentice. She was invited there because she was a very popular porn star. And very popular porn stars get invited to these kind of glitzy golf events. So that's why she was there.
You kept in touch with her after all of that. And I guess you checked in with her as she appeared in the press again. Did you get a sense of what it was like for her being in the spotlight under that story of what she said happened between her and Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, I think there were positives. 6 months after that first interview, she was booked to do an appearance at The Wing in Washington, D.C., which is a women's private members club. She asked if I would do the sort of in conversation with her, if I would ask the questions on stage. And it was the most oversubscribed event The Wing had ever had, like more than J-Lo, more than Hillary Clinton, which just goes to show the level of support for Stormy amongst liberal women in places like Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And she told me that those women were also had started turning up to her strip shows. Yeah, with Team Stormy t-shirts on. But she said they tip really badly. You don't want them turning up. But, you know, so there was a lot of support for her amongst Democratic women.
Yes.
On the other hand, she was getting, from the very beginning of 2018, an enormous amount of death threats, rape threats, threats to her daughter's life. She says there was a kidnapped attempt on her daughter, which she describes in the book. She definitely felt very anxious about her personal safety and that of her family for a very long time. She has had to endure such an enormous amount of intimidation and smear campaigns and bullying.
Even direct threats.
Actual direct threats, yeah.
Did that massively ramp up when he was indicted over all of this? Because didn't you speak to, you were the first person to speak to her after that.
Yeah.
Explain how that came about.
So we have kept in touch over the years. It's not like we're ringing each other every Friday, but we have kept in touch over the years. And last spring, it was actually Donald Trump himself who indicated on social media that he thought he was going to be indicted.
Yes.
Which was a very curious turn of events. So I messaged Stormy and said, if this does happen, do you want to have a chat? We'd love to speak to you. And she said, at the moment, I'm being advised by my lawyer that I can't really do anything. We're in a bit of a holding pattern. And I said, that's fair enough. Hmm. And then a couple of weeks later, late on one Thursday night, the news broke. And so obviously I just called her. And it was about midnight in the UK. So it was sort of early evening.
What had
there.
You been doing? You just like in bed and saw the news and thought, quick, get the dictaphone out.
Yes, honestly, I've been drinking wine. And but the story broke. And so, I mean, I just called her.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't pick up immediately. So I went back to bed for a bit. And then she called me about 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I said, do you want to do a sit down interview? And she said, absolutely. That's when I got my dictaphone out. Honestly, it's a combination of just really fortunate timing and time differences and the fact that we'd spoken so much over the years. Mm. So she didn't have to explain any backstory to me.
Yes.
You know, I'd sort of been there all the way along. And it was really interesting because I think also there was such a mix of emotions for her. She felt vindicated, but there wasn't the triumphant element to it that you might have expected because I think she had quite a lot of mixed feelings about what was going to happen next.
Mm.
It's really scary, and people just seem to be getting crazier.
Mm. Does any of it make you wish you'd never said anything?
Sometimes, but it's always fleeting. You know, like sometimes in the moment, I'm like, what the f- was I thinking? Is it worth it? Is the world worth saving? I was so happy and had this life that I worked so hard for, and it's gone, and it's gone forever. But then I'm like, I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror.
She'd already started getting an overwhelming level of violent threats, much, much more so than the 5 years earlier. I mean, people were scaling the walls of her property. People were threatening to kill her and rape her and her daughter. You know, really vile. But she was also feeling that whatever happened in this case, you know, we've had years by that point of, you know, January the 6th happening. She felt things had changed so much because it wasn't just Trump's supporters acting in this way, but he himself was encouraging it. So, I mean, she was, on the one hand, felt vindicated, but on the other hand, felt very fearful.
Coming up, what is Stormy Daniels' version of that night in question?
She says what happened was 2 to 3 minutes of the most unforgettable sex ever.
In a good way or a bad way?
I mean, well, I think in both a good and a bad way, in that it was over quite quickly.
That's just in a moment.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Jane, you've been taking us through, well, first the charges that Donald Trump is currently facing in a drab New York courtroom. Doesn't seem like the most slam dunk case at the moment, but I'm interested, you were just telling us about Stormy Daniels and the conversations you were having with her as all of this first dropped. In terms of the case, what does she make of it and the fact that it's being brought?
She is very realistic about it. She's very aware of the irony of it all as well. The sort of the very colourful irony of a former president potentially being brought down by a porn star. I mean, she always says it's poetic. I mean, when she heard the news, she was on a horse called Redemption, and the whole thing just sort of writes itself, really. But she also is aware that, this, as she says, he's done much worse that he should have been taken down for before. She always said to me that she didn't feel that the charges potentially being brought against him relating to her were necessarily worthy of incarceration. She has actually since changed her mind on that, because she actually does want him to go to jail because she's very fearful of what comes next. You know, that if you let a former president get away with, even if it is just accountancy, everything that's come with it, it's just going to be anarchy. But she's very aware that there are other things which he stands accused of, you know, in three more cases, which she feels he potentially should have been charged with before he's being charged with this one. It's just, it's the timing of this one.
Yes, which many people have somewhat bemoaned. In terms of actually what happened at the centre of all of this, you said they spent a night together, I think were your words, in a hotel room in Nevada.
Would you like some more details?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So she says they met at this golf tournament. He invited her for dinner at his hotel. She went to the hotel, was taken up to his suite. She certainly didn't go there expecting what happened to happen. She was expecting to have dinner with him. And he kind of started promising her, she says, a spot on Celebrity Apprentice. She was very into this. She went into the bathroom. She came back out. She said he was sitting naked but for his socks on the bed. She says what happened was 2 to 3 minutes of the most unforgettable sex ever.
In a good way or a bad way?
I mean, well, I think in both a good and a bad way, in that it was over quite quickly. She also has a very colourful description of his penis, which I'll leave you all to read the book for. But she says that it was unforgettable sex and that if she could go back, she would say no. But interestingly, she's also been on a bit of a journey about what happens. When we first spoke in 2018, she said it was consensual. She felt that Me Too had gone too far. It was a bad time to have a penis. She felt that she wasn't a victim in any way. When we spoke again in last November, she'd been on quite a journey with it. She said that she'd seen the film Bombshell about Roger Ailes and all the sexual abuse that happened at Fox.
Mm.
And she said while she was watching it, a light bulb went on in her head and she realised that the power disparity between her and Donald Trump in that hotel suite, in that situation, meant that there was no way in the world it could have really ever been consensual. While she is at pains always never to be portrayed as a victim in any situation, that's very much a Stormy characteristic, she does believe now that it's much murkier than it was at first.
Yeah. And even though that isn't something that's going to be necessarily addressed in court, for all they care, they could have been playing backgammon.
But absolutely.
This is about what then happened later with money to try and silence her for what she was saying. And as we discussed, how that was accounted. Either way, she could be called to testify to maybe lay out her version of events, those versions of events. Mm. Is that a possibility? And do we know how she'd feel about that?
Well, I think it will colour her testimony, won't it? You know, I think any woman recounting a sexual encounter, if you're recounting it from a place that you feel is entirely consensual, it's very different to a place that you feel maybe lacks consent.
Mm. Will she take the stand, do we think?
As things stand at the moment, she is going to take the stand, yes. She was very concerned. Interestingly, just before we last spoke at length in November, she was really concerned that she wasn't going to be called. And because they hadn't confirmed it. And she felt that that would be a bit of a slap in the face, that it would have been a comment on her credibility. Perhaps they felt that she wasn't a strong enough witness. But that day that we spoke, she'd just been told that she was going to be called as a witness. And she has been preparing with the prosecution team in New York ever since.
Has she had much contact with Trump or his folk?
Indirectly, yes. There's another complicated part of their relationship where she accused him of defamation quite early on. After the Wall Street Journal broke the NDA, there was a lot of comments that Trump made on Twitter. She accused him of defamation. It went to trial. The judge ruled against her. Stormy was ordered to pay his legal fees. She refused. The debts now stand at about $670,000.
Wow.
And Trump is trying to call those in. So in January, she received a deposition from his lawyers asking her to outline all of her financials, including lots of details about her child, her husband, and Stormy, in her inimitable way, said that she would rather go to jail than ever give him any details of her financials. But it's another kind of twist to the plot that the financials on every side are very murky and unclear in this.
Mm. And all of this is in an election year for the US, where every twist of this is being used as a political football. And, you know, there's some suggestions in corners of the internet. This is a Democrat plot putting Stormy Daniels up to it. But the hole in that is that she's not a Democrat. Were it not Donald Trump, she'd almost certainly be voting Republican.
Yeah, she's a registered Republican. Mm. I mean, she's so not a Democrat. She always maintains to me that she never voted in 2016. I mean, we have to believe her, but she is very much not a Democrat. She believes wholly in capitalism. And yeah, she can't be accused of being a weaponized Democrat. In the same way that I think she finds it amusing that while some people use her career to undermine her, she feels that she also can't be shamed in the ways that we try to shame lots of women. Because as she says, what are they going to do? Release naked pictures of me. They're all out there already.
And I've made a pretty mint doing it. Yeah. What happens now with the trial? We're in jury selection at the moment. So what's the next bit?
So we don't really know how long the jury selection will take. As we said, it's a complicated process when most people find themselves unable to be impartial when it comes to Donald Trump. That could take a week, maybe a little bit more. We probably won't see Stormy take the stand maybe for the next couple of weeks.
Mm.
We do know that Trump has said he will also testify himself, which is, I mean, it's going to be monumental.
And just in case anyone was expecting live streams of this, sort of OJ style, not going to happen.
No. So New York is one of the few states that doesn't allow cameras into the courtroom. And I think possibly in this case, that's a good thing. I just think the circus, I mean, it's already a circus, but the circus that it would be were it to be televised, I think it's probably best that it's not streamed live this time, but it still will be a monumental moment when he takes the stand. The cast of characters includes Michael Cohen, his former lawyer. There is also a former Playboy model, Karen McDougal, who claims she had several months of an affair with Trump, who is we've just learnt, going to take the stand as well. It's a fairly large cast of people who are going to be called to testify. It does look like it will last, you know, 6 to 8 weeks.
And obviously this is a US case, so we're at liberty to say, what do we think might happen at the end of it? How strong is the case against Donald Trump? And in this first criminal trial, in a long list of them, could he leave with a triumphant win?
I would find it very hard to put money on this because I think it really could go either way. But if you look at the four criminal cases which Trump is facing, and this is the only one that will probably come to court before November, before the presidential election. This is the least strong of the four, but it's possibly the most symbolic because of the payment to Stormy Daniels, because it, you know, the payment happened just before the 2016 election, because it's probably the most lurid and colourful of all the cases. You know, the other ones are very important in terms of democracy, but this is possibly the best headlines, but it is the one with the least heft in terms of actual weightiness of the case. So experts can't agree as to whether it is likely that he'll be convicted or not. And even if he is convicted, they can't agree whether it looks like that he would get a jail sentence. I mean, he could just escape with a fine, even if he is convicted. I think the question is, what happens if he is convicted? Do the Republican Party put forward a convicted felon as their candidate for the 2024 election, which seems utterly unthinkable, but they don't have another one right now, so I'm not sure. And if he wins the case, if he's found not guilty, and bear in mind, all 12 of the jurors need to agree to find him guilty.
Oh, not a majority,
no,
all 12.
It's all 12. So it's a lot to ask a jury. If they find him not guilty, I think Trump's sense of vindication will be deafening. And I think it will enable him to argue that many of the accusations being made against him on many, many levels are a witch hunt and a scam trial, which are the words he keeps using. And if he is convicted, I still think he'll say it's a witch hunt and it's a scam. And I think his supporters will undoubtedly line his campaign coffers handsomely, because they believe that there's been a huge miscarriage of justice. I mean, I think probably Stormy's words are the ones that express it best, that whichever way this goes, whichever the way the jury finds it, it's not going to end well. I mean, she said it's bittersweet because it's going to continue to divide people and bring them up in arms. I mean, she said that Donald Trump has already incited violence, and she says no matter what happens with this case, it's going to cause violence and there's going to be injuries and death.
Thanks to Jane Mulcairns, Associate Editor for The Times Magazine and resident Stormy Daniels whisperer. If you've got an appetite for more things Trump and hush money, fear not, we'll be back on this story in no time. And if you've the Times subscription, you can read what our man in court, Will Pavia, has had to say about each twist and turn. At the moment, he has all the fascinating details of the jury selection. You can find that right now at thetimes.co.uk. This episode was produced by Taryn Siegel. The executive producer was Kate Ford. And sound design and theme music was by Mau Lasseto. The story at thetimes.co.uk is how you can email us should you feel the urge. We're open for comments, suggestions, anything you like. The story at thetimes.co.uk. Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.